Welcome to the Investor Coaching Show, a podcast to help you get an insider's view of the financial world and escape common investment traps. We look at the financial news of the day and help you make sense of it so you can relax about money. And here's your host, Paul Winkler.
And welcome to the Investor Coaching Show. I am Paul Winkler, talking about the money and investing world and doing our best to explain this in a way that just doesn't give people haircuts. Here with Jim Wood. Jim, do you find sometimes this stuff gives people haircuts where they're just going, what did you just say?
Yeah, I'm not sure I was familiar with that phrase. I was kind of...
Oh, yeah, you know when people do that, you say something and they go...
Oh, that's like going over their heads.
Right.
But yeah.
Or give them haircuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that phrase. That's a new one. I'll have to add that to my repertoire.
I probably just made it up and it doesn't exist.
Actually, yeah. Well, I kind of do need a haircut, but why we?
Yeah, no, that wasn't like a subconscious
wasn't a personal
thing
one.
For me, just going, yeah, it wasn't that at all. And the thing that I thought I'd throw by you that just the first thing to start off with that I think gave somebody a haircut this week, and I wanted to do a video on it, so that's basically what I do is I do videos on things. So if you happen to be subscribed to like our channel, I guess it is, I don't even know how it gets distributed, YouTube channel, I know it goes out there on that, but it was on gold, and somebody, I was in a group of people having lunch, mainly ladies around the table, and it was over, and having lunch and just talking about stuff over where I do, some counseling work. So anyway, what happened is the question came up about gold as an investment. I said, well, what do you think about gold? And I go, oh, one of the most common questions I get, but I'm telling you, if it's coming up here, there are a lot of people that still have that question. And, there was something that came up in the course of the conversation that I had not heard. And I want to hear your response to it, but I'm going to give you, and I'll give my response afterward and a couple thoughts afterward. But in effect, the idea of gold as an investment is, well, go ahead, Jim, you give your what you typically tell people.
Well, I think gold is great as jewelry. Mm-hmm. We've kind of talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Not so great as an investment. It has no products. It has no return. It has no services. It has no inherent return. Mm-hmm. And so it's a commodity.
It could have return.
Yeah. It's typically gotten roughly inflation over time.
Right. Right?
And it's what people are willing to pay you.
So what he's talking about here, folks, is no real return. There's a difference between nominal return and real return. And the difference between nominal return is just something goes up in value. The question is, did it go up in value more than the inflation rate? Or did it go up in value more than the dollar went down in value, is another way of looking at that. So that's what Jim is referring to.
Right. And the fact that it's only really worth what somebody else is willing to pay mm-hmm. for you. And it's a lot of people say, oh, it's a store of value and I want it in case everything comes crashing down. To me, I've always thought, well, the only really good that gold's going to have in that situation is it's heavy enough to go over and bonk your neighbor over the head with it and, try to take their food, because that's what you really need at that point if everything's really falling apart.
Well, that's exactly what happened in Twilight Zone, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that one episode, sure.
Yeah, so you don't know what I'm talking about, folks. It's just I did a TV thing years and years ago. I was on Channel 5 and did this thing where I don't know how I got away with it. I showed the portion of the video from the Twilight Zone, and these guys basically had robbed a train of gold. And what happened is they're walking through in going into this cave where they're going to put themselves. One of them's a genius and figures out how to actually put people to sleep where he can wake them up years and years later. So he puts them all to sleep for 100 years. And the idea being that when they wake up 100 years later, nobody will have remembered the train robbery. That's the way the whole thing goes. Well, they wake up. Well, one of them didn't make it because, I guess a stalactite which is the one that hangs from the ceiling, right? It's like, tight, it hangs tight to the ceiling.
Yeah, I think has a C, ceiling, ground, G.
Ceiling, G, ground. There you go. That's why my dad taught it to me. So, you know, it fell and hit the glass. Like, it was like, it looked like a casket sort of that they were in. There was a gas in the casket that made them go to sleep. And he, you know, he didn't make it. He was just a big bag of bones. So everybody knew, oh my goodness, it must be 100 years later because he's all bones and we're, you know, awake and we're getting out of the cave and we got all this gold. And everybody we knew is dead. And everybody that would have been looking for us is dead because, you know, basically it's 100 years later. So they're going through the desert. And every once in a while, you know, one of the guys runs out of water. And he goes, oh my goodness, I don't have any water. And he goes, can I get some water off of you? The other guy. And the guy goes, yeah, for a bar of gold. And then, you know, finally what happens, he runs out of gold completely. And, you know, he doesn't have any more to get. And he needs another drink of water. And he says, I need another drink of water. And he goes, well, you got no gold left. And he takes a gold and bonks him over the head. And that was it. And, you know, come to find out, and this is the reason I used this in the TV show, was because the gold, he comes up and these people are flying this space age craft and they're going, hey, there's this guy begging for water and he's willing to give us all his gold because he bonked the other guy in the head, took all his gold from him. And the point being is, what did that guy want when push came to shove? A drink of water. What did he have to give for it? Gold. And what was really ironic, I'm going to ruin the end of it for you, was that these guys said, hey, you know, the woman goes, hey, honey, you know, this guy's asking, you know, he's going to give you gold for a drink of water. Didn't they figure out how to manufacture that? And Ninja goes, yeah, so what's it worth? Nothing. You know, so it was just kind of ironic in a couple different levels, because if the value of gold goes up so much, then what happens is now you give the incentive for people to mine for more of it and you increase the supply. And what happens when you increase the supply of anything? The value of it drops and, you know, drops because of that. But, you know, it may be that. Who knows what it is? It may be that people, you know, we've had store of value for many, many, many years, but all of a sudden, you know, a big hit is like when they had those rainstorm in California, and all of a sudden these gold supplies are actually, now we see them. And now you can actually get gold because the water had moved all the sand and the silt and everything, and now the gold was showing up and that would increase it. So you just never know. But anyway, gold, you look at it and go, well, it's a store of value, but it has not gone up by more than the inflation rate, as Jim has been talking about.
Well, I think you get so many questions on that because people are so bombarded by advertising on gold. And that's why the questions come up, not because it has a great track record or people have been super successful with it over time or anything like that. It's because there's constantly, you know, messages, you need to buy gold, you need to buy gold, you need to buy silver, you need to, you know, every time, especially, you know, on radio and TV and certain channels and stuff like that. And they push that message. And so people think, well, maybe there's something I ought to be thinking about.
And then what they'll do is they'll buy it, demand increases for it because of the commercials, and that increases the price. The demand for it increases the price. And then people take from that it's a good investment because the price has recently increased and they don't think about it that the reason it increased was due to what? It was due to just demand because of all the commercials and all the advertising.
And it has these huge run-ups, right? It does have some short-term run-ups, and that's when, you know, the advertising goes full force. But if you look at the long-term return, as we talked about earlier, it's about what inflation has been, but it has enormous volatility. So it's kind of the exact opposite of what you want in an investment, is low return and high volatility. Ideally, sure. You know, perfect investment would be high return with no volatility, but that doesn't exist either.
And you could look at it and say, well, it increases because of inflation. We're going to have huge inflation. And I point back to times when we've had a huge inflation, 1980s, and early 1980s, late 70s, early 80s. And then all of a sudden what happened is gold dropped in value. So it's not necessarily a great correlation. Matter of fact, the correlation relationship is pretty poor when it really gets down to it. And you'd think, well, that doesn't make sense. It should be a high correlation. So one of the things that came up, which was interesting, in terms of this conversation is I said, okay, here's the way I like to explain it to people. If we look at something like a CD, and that CD pays 3% interest, and I've done this a couple times in recent weeks in the show, so just bear with me on this. So if I have a CD that pays 3%, if I have $100, it will pay me how much per year? $3. 3% of 100 is 3. I know I'm going to get the 3, and let's say that it's a long-term CD. Let's say it's going to go for 10 years or something like that, just so you get the concept. It's going to pay me $3 this year, next year, the next year after that, next year after that, next year after that, next year. And so it's going to pay me $3 every single year. If I have such an investment, and I know that I have some investment, and I know that it's a CD, and I know that it pays 3%, and I know that it pays me $3 per year, I could tell you definitively that it is worth $100. Because I can do the math backwards. I can go 100 times 3% equals 3. Well, if I know the number 3, and I know the 3% in the other part of the equation, so I have X times 3% equals 3. If I know those numbers, then I could say, well, I could, you know, I can do algebra. Some people can't, but I can't. I still can't. You know, I got to tell you a personal story. You ready for this?
Sure.
I was so distracted when I was in high school that I flunked my first algebra class. Oh my goodness, it feels good to admit that publicly. I was very distracted, as young guys tend to be when they're in high school.
And yeah, but was it drums or was it girls?
It was drums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is so interesting that you picked up on it. It wasn't necessarily girls. It was drums. And it was music. I was so distracted, and I hated algebra so much because it was so boring, that I just didn't pay attention. And what happened is I flunked, and I go, oh my goodness. That was my wake-up call for the rest of my life, that I had to actually get my act together. And the next time I took it, I got close to 100 on it. I mean, I really knocked it out of the park next time. So, you know, it was, but anyway, it has nothing to do with gold. how do I do this? So 100 times 3% equals 3. So if I'm looking at a CD and it pays 3%, I know I'm going to get $3 for every 100. I know how to do this formula backwards. I can go, if I don't know what I don't know the first number, 100, I can go, something's paying 3% and it's going to give me $3. Oh, it must be worth $100. I hope that makes sense. Because it was something that when I was talking to these people, they were like, I don't quite get what you're saying, Paul. But I think they finally got it. I think they finally got it. Now, here's the issue, is I've got this thing called gold selling for X number of dollars an ounce, and I'm trying to figure out what the value of it is. And I look at it and go, well, what's it paying? How much is it paying, Jim? How much is gold paying? What is the payment, you know, when I hold it, what is the, you know, payment that I get every, you know, month or every year or whatever?
That would be zero.
That would be zero. Yeah, very good. That would be zero. That's exactly right. So I don't get paid anything. And, you know, so there's no, and here's what they came back with, which kind of shocked me a little bit. Oh, no, it has a return. It has a return. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And I was and Michael here in the office up in Goodlettsville made a comment. And I really liked this. I liked what he said because I was thinking about explaining this in terms of like dividend paying stocks. Now, with a dividend paying stock, you get a payment of the dividend, then you get the appreciation of the underlying value of the stock. But he used real estate, is the way he explained it. If you think about it, you have two components that give the return historically of real estate. The rental value of the property, which is the rental payment. So somebody might be paying you $2,000 a month to use your property, but it also can appreciate in value. The house can go up in value. Now, the reason that the house went up in value is what? Inflation. So can it go down? And this is a further conversation we had. can it go down if we have inflation? And the answer to that would be yes. In the 1980s, when tax laws changed regarding real estate went down in value. We had lots of inflation in that particular period of time, but that didn't mean that real estate was going to go up. So just get, folks, that gold is just a thing that goes up and down in value. Its historic return has basically been zero after inflation. You know, a good man's suit 100 years ago, an ounce of gold. A good man's suit today, an ounce of gold. No appreciation in value. And I think it's important to remember that.
Hey, this is Paul Winkler. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Investor Coaching Show. If you want to learn more about what we do, go to our website, paulwinkler.com. Until next time, I'm Paul Winkler, reminding you that I believe that more educated investors are more confident investors, and confident investors are more successful investors. Have a great one. Advisory services offered through Paul Winkler, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what investments are appropriate for you, please consult with a financial advisor. Paul Winkler, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your particular situation.